We finished out last week with our cash cattle prices near steady. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news update. We have been watching a couple of bigger factors affecting our cattle markets. Number one, we've been watching cash. That remains steady. But the one that's really gaining a lot of attention is our box beef cutouts. Joe Coima is with Coima, Coima & Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa.
Thanks for having me on, Thornton. And yeah, box beef here, a little bit higher. Maybe been a little bit of a culprit here the last several weeks, trying to figure out exactly what, is the demand an issue here? What's going on? But anticipating cash this week, probably, a few dollars higher than last week. No runaway. Tightness is still favorable here for the feed yards there. So I think there's a little interest in the packers yet, still trying to come up with some cattle to fill some of the shackles, even though it's a lighter week there. But yeah, pretty good week so far, futures-wise. It kind of broke out to the top side.
Joe also pointed out the hog market has been on fire here as of late, especially when you look over the cash hog market. That jumped up $10 alone between Wednesday and Thursday.
It kind of gives an effort of why hogs were higher yesterday with posting that cash up $10 yesterday afternoon, because the day before didn't have a whole lot to go off, because they're generating that cash report about every other day, and I think this is the second $10 pull higher this year already. I think we're getting closer to the realization that a lot of disease issues that are very evident out there. I think we have a little production here coming right now in the next several weeks still, but after that, I do think these packers will have to kind of realize that this disease issue is huge, and the numbers, I think, are going to be a little bit even less than last year when we had a disease issue back there, too. So I'm a little bit cautious up here for Feb and April. Summer months look pretty good. Trend is your friend there. Funds are long. Kind of making some new contract highs.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Lundberg.